What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, let's talk some football. Football season, baby. We got a preseason game in a couple days. The Dolphins play their first preseason game next weekend. And joining us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline is our friend, Chris Perkins. He's a columnist, covers the Miami Dolphins. You can read his work at the Sun Sentinel. Perk, what was the temperature like out there? Those fans working at Dolphins practice? I imagine it's just hot as hell, man, every single day.
Hey. Let me tell you, those big-ass fans that they installed, props to them, because those things are doing work. They are keeping us cool. It's like once you leave those stands and you get out into the, you know, out into the atmosphere, you figure out, wow, it's damn hot out here. But Mike McDaniel did a great job moving practices up by 90 minutes, and they installed those big-ass fans. I'm living the dream.
Okay.
No complaints.
No complaints. Hey, Perk, is that did McDaniel move practices up specifically because of weather, or is this, you know, we read and we listen to McDaniel and everybody in that building talking about culture change and talking about how, you know, guys have to be on time and Tyreek Hill's trying to be a better leader and he's trying, you know, to be just a better overall person in that locker room. Did it have a little bit to do with that as well? Like, hey, this is a new mindset. This is a new culture. We're starting practices earlier, fellas. So get your asses up.
I think that that's a small part of it. McDaniel was vague when we asked him about it. He said their whole schedule has changed and they're doing a lot of things differently and their whole day has been rearranged. But, yeah, I got to think it's kind of like, you know, this is a new mindset. Y'all better show me some new commitment, especially after Bradley Chubb was talking about we were lying about culture change last year. It's like y'all better be telling the truth this year.
Yeah, but Perk, Nick Saban, he would schedule them at 11:59 because he knew the sun was highest at noon because he wanted us to get ready. I don't know if moving them to a cooler temperature is better. He put in the bubble. Nick Saban put in the bubble and would get pissed when we went in the bubble because it made us soft. He told us this bubble makes y'all soft.
Yeah. And, hey, look, who had the tougher team, Crowder? Saban or McDaniel? I think we got our answer, don't we?
That's kind of where the question was. Is that, you know, you can say we're getting tougher, but do you see? Is he? You know, a little more angry because Nick Saban used to dog cuss people. Like I said, he wouldn't say, hey Crowder, watch the screen backside on third down. He'd be like, you can't cover. And they know you can't cover, and I don't believe in you. They're going to throw a screen at you because you're the weakest link. Go make a tackle. Like, but that was the way that I was used to coaches speaking to me. Is McDaniel changing his approach like that? Or is it like – because I think the coach changed the culture.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's the same Mike McDaniel. It's the same nice guy Mike McDaniel. Look, I'm with you, Crowder. I'm from the school of Vic Fangio, Brian Flores. We're going to put it out there, Nick Saban. This is the truth, and if you can't handle it, get off of my team. That's what I like. I don't like the everybody got the participation trophy and you're doing a great job and keep plugging away, keep chopping wood. Fuck all that mess. I like the hardcore truth, reality. You're out there at 10:30 in the sun, but I am thankful that McDaniel has moved these practices up. As somebody who is a little more finesse like that team, I appreciate being in some shade.
Perk, what's been the biggest surprise to you so far? I know we're not too far into camp at this point. Obviously, the defensive backs have been a huge topic of conversation. Offensive line is always a hot topic of conversation. I saw that there were some formations where maybe they were trying to use Jalen Phillips rushing through the middle, the interior of the line. What's been the biggest surprise maybe that you've noticed so far in camp?
You know, I don't know about surprise, Josh, but I'll say this. That defensive front seven is getting after it. And every day you see them doing more and more good stuff. Today, Jordan Brooks and Willie Gay Jr. were on top of their game. We've seen the edge rushers, Jordan Phillips and Bradley Chubb and Chop Robinson getting on it. Today we actually had our first little dust up of camp. Kenneth Grant, the rookie defensive tackle, and Andrew Meyer, the senior, the center, were kind of going back and forth. It got broken up pretty quickly. You know, that front seven is pushing that offensive line. They are challenging the quarterbacks. They're challenging everybody. That front seven, I think, is going to be really, really good. They could be a game-changing or game-winning front seven. I have that much faith in those guys. They've been on their job. By the way, pads come on tomorrow, and I want to see how much that front seven causes problems for that offensive line. I think it's going to be massive disruption.
People are rightly concerned, I think, about the Dolphins situation at cornerback right now, but you bring up the front seven. It feels like that front seven can make the job of these DBs a little bit easier. Do you see that developing here as the season goes on? If the front seven is as good as we think it can be, doesn't that take the load off a bit of what, I guess, they're lacking at corner?
Yeah, it can. It can, and Crowder can talk to this a little bit better, but I think it can now. The issue that I see is if you know how quickly Tua gets that ball out, any quarterback can do that on these corners. You know, it's not like you have a Jalen Ramsey out there or an Xavier Howard out there to kind of shut things down on one side. You know, Cater is still going to be the best cornerback out there. And by the way, Mike McDaniel said today they still don't know the extent of his knee injury. But, you know, if you have Jack Jones on one side and Storm Duck on the other, if I'm a quarterback, I'm throwing right at those dudes. I'm testing both of them. And, you know, we can throw some short routes and soften them up, and then we can do some double moves and things like that. I'm still looking at those corners very, very skeptically. I've still got to see it. But for the intermediate and deep routes, yeah, I think that front seven can definitely buy some time for the secondary.
Yeah, Perk, I didn't have confidence in Cater Kohu and Storm Duck, and now they're both injured, and now we're going deeper and deeper. Wasn't Cam Smith – they had a report. I think you might have wrote the report we read the other day where Coach was talking about Cam Smith. He's chopping wood and, you know, eating his applesauce and his Jell-O, whatever the hell that is. Perk, you done seen enough. Can Cam Smith play in this league?
Nope. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's not a starter. He's not a starter. And this is your second round pick from 3 years ago. He's not a starter. And so, you know, you guys remember last year when Buffalo went straight at him when Storm Duck and Cater Kohu were both out. And we had to see Cam Smith out there, and they were going at him with Mac Hollins. They were like, look, Mac Hollins on Cam Smith, we'll go to Mac Hollins. Yeah, Cam is not ready. I like Cam, and I think that he wants to be better. Like, his body language is better this year, but I just don't see it. I just don't see the improvement, and I'm not sure what you do with that guy considering he's a second round pick, but he definitely has not shown starting capabilities at this point, and I'm not sure he's a high level backup at this point.
Is he better than Jason Allen?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. Never mind. If you got to think about it, I don't need to answer. Don't worry about it.
Right. I'm going to say, let me not answer that quick. Yeah. It's a tie. That's not good.
Chris Perkins, by the way, joining us here, Miami Dolphins columnist. Again, read his work at the Sun Sentinel. And Hawk said this earlier in the week, but, you know, support local journalism. These guys are all doing a kick-ass job at covering the team, as they always do, but they deserve our support. Perk, I'll go to Tua Tagovailoa now. And the quarterbacks in general, I know Tua hasn't thrown an interception yet over five practices. He was given the orange jersey today. He came out and was the best performer on Saturday. What's your vibe with Tua? And, you know, he had those comments regarding Tyreek Hill last week that everybody was very zoned in on. Does he look like he's trying to take a larger leadership role, in your opinion? And just his overall play, his demeanor. Like, what's the vibe around Tua in that during training camp?
Tua looks more mature on the podium, and I like what he said about Tyreek. I don't know about the kind of the narrative of he's calling out Tyreek. I would say it's nice that he was the one who said something publicly. I don't know if he called Tyreek out, but I do like that he was the one who said something publicly because, look, all the guys last year, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, you know, all the team leaders, Teron Armstead, nobody said anything publicly about Tyreek. So I give Tua a lot of credit for that. On the field, he looks like the same Tua, which is good news. I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. He's accurate. He's making good decisions. He's being a leader. You see him going around talking to other players and instructing them and giving them tips and things like that. But we know the thing with Tua. He's got to stay healthy, and both Greer and McDaniel say that that's largely on Tua. Get rid of the ball and slide instead of trying to run somebody over and make that extra yard. So that remains to be seen because you remember Tua has said before that, you know, he's going to get rid of the ball and he's going to slide and he gets competitive and he doesn't do it. So to me, the big thing with Tua is not really how is he throwing the ball and what are his leadership skills, is can he play smarter and keep himself out there for 17 games? That's what we need to see from Tua. If Tua plays all 17, I've got him as a 9-win team right now. They have a good chance of winning 10 if he plays all 17. Now, will that get you a home playoff game and a playoff victory? I don't know, but you definitely need Tua out there. I would say Tua needs to play like 14 or 15 games for this team to have a good shot at the playoffs. And if he can play smart, he's got a good chance to do that.
What about Quinn Ewers? Has he surprised you? Because I know, you know, on Saturday there was a lot of chatter about him looking great. Is it possible that he might end up being like a steal of the draft? I'm not suggesting he's going to start over Tua. Like, I'm not getting crazy here, Perk. But just
start
in general,
start over that damn Zach Wilson, though.
Well, is that going to be a battle? Backup quarterback in your mind? Like, how interesting has he looked?
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Quinn has looked good, but I think there's zero chance that he overtakes Zach Wilson. And look, a lot of it is for political reasons. You heard Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel say Zach Wilson was our hand-picked choice for number two, for backup, that we think we can – McDaniel said he thinks he can kind of revamp him similar to how he did with Tua. Now, McDaniel was very careful not to compare Zach Wilson to Tua, but kind of that resurrection, that kind of reclamation project, they think they can do that with Zach Wilson. Quinn Ewers would have to play like Tom Brady to overtake Zach Wilson, because the Dolphins would look pretty damn stupid if the seventh-round pick ended up overtaking their hand-picked choice for the backup quarterback. Having said that, Quinn has looked pretty good. And the thing that I like about Quinn, you know, one of the things I do at this time of year when there's no pads on is after the play, when they go off to the sideline to the coaches, are the coaches yelling at them or are the coaches congratulating them? And I see a lot of coaches congratulating Quinn Ewers. I don't see Ewers making the same mistake twice. He seems to be a fast learner. He delivers the ball with confidence. But I see zero chance of that man overtaking Zach Wilson, and most of it is for political reasons.
Perk, it was reported that the Dolphins are hosting Noah Fant today at the facility, and I'm curious, do you think that has to do with their confidence level in Darren Waller's ability to get back to playing shape, or do you think if they do bring in Noah Fant, they have a plan for both Waller and Fant to be part of this offense?
I think there's a question about Waller. I don't see how, you know, look, Fant is a receiving tight end. Waller is a receiving tight end. Jonnu Smith was a receiving tight end. I think you got your blocking tight ends down with Julian Hill and Farrell Brown. They're trying to find a receiving tight end, and I think the fact that they're still looking a little bit, even though Waller is on the roster, it raises a red flag to me about Waller. Either his preparedness or something that they've seen there gives them pause for concern. So I thought that was a very, very interesting move that they're going to bring in Noah Fant. It's not a good thing. And look, you guys know that you know the Dolphins had a chance to take what was our tight end from Penn State who went number 14 to Indy?
Tyler Warren.
Right, Tyler Warren. So they had a chance. I agree with the Kenneth Grant pick, but if you can't replace Jonnu, you could kind of raise some questions there. Did they make the right choice at number 13 in the draft? Should they have taken Tyler Warren?
And Perk, with this thing, I had to ask you about Christian Wilkins, because he invited me to Hamilton with him. He invited me to Hamilton. He called me and invited me because we had him on air, and I was like, bro, I don't watch plays. Like, I'm not a play dude. He called my cell phone and was like, I got an extra ticket to Hamilton if you want to go. I turned it down because I'm a grown-ass man and I'm not going to a play with another grown-ass man.
Right.
But he just doesn't seem like the story's coming out. He doesn't seem like the guy that's going to disrespect the team and disrespect the trainers and all that stuff. Like, do you – I know the story's going to come out, but what do you take from this Christian Wilkins thing? Because they're about to void $32.5 million guaranteed off his deal.
I've got a couple of opinions here. Number one, I think that for some – you know, there's something more to this than he just didn't want to have surgery. And I wonder if this is what it is, or that he made somebody uncomfortable in the locker room, or if there is still something more to the story. But it's a very suspicious, funny story. I don't know if the Raiders are trying to trash the man's name, because, you know, we've seen that kind of stuff happen before. But man, you just wonder what really is behind this story, and why is this stuff leaking? You know, I would think the Raiders are the ones leaking this stuff, but why? What's the point? Is it to void the guaranteed money, or are they just trying to trash this man's name as he goes out the door? So, but we all know that Wilkins has given people reason to pause. From some situations and pileups. That's all I'm going to say. We've seen the videos.
Very well said.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very well said.
Oh, no, I saw him his hand into somebody's booty one time. I didn't know what was going on.
He and Josh Allen have a history.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Chris Perkins from
You gotta see me. You gotta, if you do that, we gotta see each other after that game. We gotta lock up.
That's video that leaves you speechless. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. Yeah.
Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Read his work, sunsentinel.com. Perk, always appreciate you taking the time, man. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure, before the Dolphins' first preseason game or after that as well.
Yes, sir. We'll see what happens to those pads tomorrow. Y'all take it easy.
Yes, sir. There you go. That's Chris Perkins.
Solana, was that your move when you played football?
Listen, man, it's part of the game. You know, there's certain things. It's part of the game. It's the game within the game, Crowder, you know?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.